Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs.
You what?
With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 32nd pick to the Carolina Panthers.
Why are you the way that you are?
With the 32nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Xavier Leggett.
Wait a minute. How did this happen? We're smarter than this.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. You know, one thing about this draft that's different from the last couple. By the way, we're live on Facebook. You can catch us on our Facebook feed at WGR 550 Facebook feed. One big difference, Joe, between this draft and the last couple drafts. This is not a case where we say, well, the board didn't fall for them, right? Second round a couple years ago in the James Cook draft, guys, the receivers, the run happened before them. They couldn't get up. And last year, when it's Dalton Kincaid, it's, well, four receivers went off the board right before they picked. The receivers didn't fall for them. In this draft, again, this doesn't mean that they're wrong. We will have very, very clear three receivers in Xavier Worthy, Ricky Pearsall, and Xavier Leggett, and maybe more if they don't take a receiver here. Three receivers that immediately, if they start producing, like, the Bills have to wear that. If Worthy is great, which he might not be, then I've got to think about how the Bills didn't think that guy was going to be good. If Leggett shows up and is great in Carolina, or if Ricky Pearsall is a perfect little fit. Like, Pearsall was a guy we thought maybe second rounder. Not a lot of people had first round mocks for him.
Yeah.
But it's a point I made to Sal earlier. There were not that many times the Bills passed on taking a quarterback where we could say, oh my God, how did you not know about, you know, whatever, Trevor Lawrence is the first overall. I'm trying to think back to who we regretted the Bills not taking a quarterback before Josh Allen. There weren't that many.
And I mean, Roethlisberger. You got to go way back, right?
Roethlisberger was before they picked.
He was before they picked.
Right. Yeah. They didn't pass on very many. Rodgers was the year they didn't have a first-round pick.
Right, yeah.
If you go back, there's not really a good quarterback they passed on. And that could be said of receiver to a point. And this year, three guys that they said, we don't need that guy or we don't like that guy. And that they can be right about that. It's just a very different thing to think about. So the Bills trade with the Chiefs. The Chiefs get Xavier Worthy. Then the Niners take Ricky Pearsall. And then they trade the Bills down from 32 to 33 with Carolina, who takes Xavier Leggett. So whoever the next receiver is, wherever he goes, is wide receiver 8 off the board. Might be the Bills wide receiver 5. You know, we don't see their board.
Yep.
So we'll give a call, 803-0550. Double dipping at receiver possible. A lot of good defensive players still on the board, like Cooper DeJean or Johnny Newton or a couple of the safeties here. Safety could be in the mix today for sure.
Trey Benson. They could go running all back in on, let's run the football.
If they take a running back today.
At either pick. They're not doing it at 33, right?
And they might take it. Maybe they want the third rounder to take a running back. They love taking running backs in the third round. They've done it a bunch. All right, 803-0550. To the phones, Joe in Buffalo. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks, Joe.
So, real quick, I think we're all suffering from wide receiver envy, obviously. It probably hurts, one, that we didn't get a wide receiver yesterday, and then two, obviously, with KC, the rich get richer.
Yep.
So, my feelings are that either this year is going to be a hard reset, and we're going to roll out with, you know, you get Javon Polk and Ladd McConkey, I still feel at the end of the day, like, this team needs Brandon Ayuk or a veteran wide receiver at number one.
Yeah, we'll see. Like, right now, thanks, Joe. What a number one receiver in Diggs gave you was, well, obviously what he was. But if you wanted to try and develop one behind him, you could have done that. And the Bills never did that. They never drafted a second-round guy that could grow into that role. It was a lot of slot. I mean, Kincaid is over the middle, and Shakir is a slot guy who's turned into a really nice player. But the idea that he's going to grow into your wide receiver one, I just don't think is ever going to happen. And with Gabe Davis, they were kind of waiting to see if it would happen. Of course, that never did. Right now, it's a hole. And, you know, we might be talking about a couple years chasing that position. Or, you know, they draft Troy Franklin and he just blossoms.
Yeah, but they are at a point now where, I mean, if this is more for the short term, but they're at a point now where whoever they take, like, we're not, how much are we talking about the guy coming in right now and, like, being,
if it's 80,
third on the team in targets,
80 right Mitchell away. And Ladd McConkey would probably bolt, and
maybe there could be, right?
I mean, 80 Mitchell, if
there's going to be snaps.
If they'd taken him at 28, which, by the way, it's five picks later, and they've, you know, done some pick swaps. If they'd taken 80 Mitchell at 28, a lot of people said, like, oh, there it is.
Well, that was their most mocked player.
Right, just like we all expected, 80 Mitchell.
Yep. I just have a hard time seeing them doing that, though. Him, specifically.
Me too.
He could be one of those guys, though. Like, maybe, I wonder, could he be someone like, hey, there's some red flags here. We wouldn't do it at 33, but if he falls, maybe he's the guy we trade up 10 spots from 60 to get. And he reminds me maybe a little bit, maybe it's not a perfect comparison, but when George Pickens had a lot of hype going into the draft, and then he started to fall into round two, and he was someone that I remember being talked about of, well, there's a little bit of a character thing here with George Pickens. And what happened to George Pickens? He fell to, like, he was the last of that run of second-round receivers, I think. Or maybe there was Sky Moore was the last one. But Pickens fell, like, behind, like, Tyquan Thornton, which, leading into that draft class, no one thought was going to happen. Maybe that's Mitchell. Maybe he goes middle to late second, and they'd be willing to do it at 60. That would be a fun double dip, right? McConkey and then Mitchell?
Could be. A couple people on our Facebook page pointing out they did, of course, trade out of the Mahomes spot. Yes, that's right. That's right, the genesis of the fear bunker. But the point in general was most of that stretch, they did not pass on a guy. They passed on Mahomes and Deshaun Watson that year.
And I'm assuming you only mean first round, right?
Yes.
Was Russell Wilson
who
they passed on?
Pick. Right, okay, right. There was just no, there were not a lot of slam dunk quarterbacks where we said, oh my goodness, what might have been. They were not in a position to do that.
Yeah.
803-0550, that's relating a point from, you know, years and years ago. What else? Cooper DeJean?
That's being
Johnny
pushed.
Newton, defensive tackle. Tyler Newbin, safety.
How different is it than where we were one morning ago? They're picking five spots lower. And the receiver board looks kind of somewhat like what we thought, right? Like maybe I don't think any of us thought Pearsall would be off the board by the time the Bills made their first pick. But, like, the guys that are up there, I mean, maybe it's only two of them, right? Like, how often have we been talking about Franklin or Coleman or Polk for 28? Not often.
Right.
But Mitchell and McConkey were two very popular players to think about for them at 28. And they have two guys on the board that I think everyone would have been pretty okay with had they just done it and not done any of this trading down.
Get some phone calls here. It, to me, still remains very interesting that you traded your best receiver to a direct contender and your first round pick and a slide down to your other biggest contender. The Bills helped the Chiefs get Worthy, and the Bills gave the Texans Diggs. That is tough. Mm-hmm. You will be overcoming these moves if you're good enough, and hopefully they are. George in Buffalo. Hey, George.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I got to change my mindset a little bit with this. I think that the GM he seems to be the best player available kind of guy. And I think getting that cornerback, that Cooper DeJean, and matching him up once Douglas kind of ages out a little bit. And I think that's the best case scenario for them right now is to grab that cornerback. I mean, if you watch any of his stuff, I don't know if you watched him at all, but I mean, he shut down Marvin Harrison Jr. He shut down JSN. So matching him up back there, obviously we want offense, but if they were to take him, I would not be disappointed whatsoever with 33, possibly double dipping like everybody else was saying, you know, getting those two guys there. But I think that's the best idea right now is because, I mean, would you I don't know what you guys think, but I would rather the because you got the I don't want to talk about running backs, but you have the top running back available, obviously. You have the top cornerback available, obviously. I think I might want the number one position player available still than the however the Bills view them, but let's just say the sixth best wide receiver. I understand we all want wide receivers, but I also think that this year is not going to be Super Bowl window open. I think we're going to take a step back. Next year, we're going to reload. Obviously, we got a, you know, people say we got a bunch of money and other kinds of stuff that we can spend. I don't think the idea of maybe loading up on some talent, that cornerback, I think it would be a mistake not to draft him with 33, to be honest with you, because it's most teams are offensive, but you know, we do need to Douglas in a couple of years is going to age out. We're going to be looking for another corner.
Well, Douglas, Douglas only has 1 year left on his deal right now, right? Like it's his final year of his deal, and he is a bit older, and he's not, you know, he's not a guy that gets by on athleticism. He gets by on a lot of his smarts, you know, relative.
I don't know. Like, he's gonna, how much is he going to play even right away? Like, he's gonna, I'm hearing about like all the different things he does, but like, is he just gonna play safety? They're just going to play him at safety? Because I thought a lot of his thing is he plays everywhere. He plays corner. He plays nickel corner. Well, okay, they're good at corner. They're great at nickel corner. They have guys at safety. He's better, you would hope, than Mike Edwards right away. But is that all I'm doing? I'm just upgrading safety from where I'm at? I mean, even Douglas. If Douglas plays at the level he did last year, they are extending him. He's 29. I know he's older, but they're not. If he plays at an all-pro level again, they're not bringing him back?
Maybe.
Like, it would be hard for me to believe they wouldn't at least want him back on a 1 or 2 year deal.
Yeah. I mean, should I expect an all-pro level? I mean, he made big plays for them.
Maybe
he,
not.
He was a ball hawk for them. He was good.
But you'd hope really, really good, right? Even if it's not all-pro.
And the biggest problem I would have with all that is you make fine points, and I will not be upset if they draft Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. But that whole mindset of, hey, multiple layers to this position, and if our older, really good player starts to get a little old, we've got guys behind them. Yeah, that seems like a great strategy. How about it, receiver, you consider that? That's how it's supposed to work, and for some reason, the Bills haven't done it for multiple years.
Yeah.
Sorry to yell. It's my only yell of the day. This just... Right. They should do that in a lot of positions, and for some reason, they refuse to do it here. Now, they're going to do it this year, but the clock has already expired on like doing that underneath Diggs, so you don't have this massive gap between 1 year and the next. What the Bills are going to do this year, from the looks of it, unless they trade for Aiyuk, is lean on Kincaid, Shakir. They're going to be a very young pass-catching group.
Mm-hmm.
And the Packers have made that work, so... You know, I think it could work.
Well, and just
but that whole breakdown you gave for why to take Cooper DeJean is like, why can't I just do that ever with my offense and support my franchise quarterback rather than endlessly doing that at defensive back and defensive end in a vain attempt to slow down Patrick Mahomes, who you never sack, and meanwhile he went out and got two receivers this offseason so far, two of the fastest guys in the league, Hollywood Brown and now Xavier Worthy. Like, Mahomes is now flush with speed, and Josh Allen has what? Guys that can get open over the middle.
And it'll be never ending. There will always, always, always be a reason to pick a defensive player. Every year.
Never have too many cornerbacks,
you
right?
You can never have too many corners, and like the aging out process. Okay, you go year by year on that. Right now, it's, okay, well, Douglas has got 1 year left in his contract. I'm going to need a corner in a year, and I already need safety because Poyer and Hyde are gone. So, all right, like, I draft Cooper DeJean, and he plays the whole year at safety, and he's awesome. Cool, I nailed safety. Okay, now 1 year from now. Still haven't picked that top receiver. Where am I at? Okay, we still need a receiver, but hey, guys, now Douglas is a free agent, and I got DeJean at safety, but now I need a corner. Okay, I'll do that. So now I pick corner 2 years from now. Now Matt Milano's 31. You know, I might want to start thinking about a linebacker as he ages out, so I do that. Now 3 years from now, Taron Johnson's 32. It's just, it's never ending. You will always have a guy to replace on defense. You just have to accept one of these years that I'm going to have a hole on defense. I can't be perfect at all 11 spots on defense because I need to focus on my offense once in a while.
Right. Even a year when it was the only spot we thought they had a hole was corner two. The only hole. What'd they do? They took the corner.
Yeah.
To try and complete a full defense, which, hey, Sean McDermott's calling card. 803-0550. Hey, Dan in Buffalo. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. I'm a little half asleep, so bear with me.
So are we. It's okay.
Yeah.
I really thought Brian Thomas Jr. was going to fall to us, but that's who I really wanted. But I don't have a problem with them trading down. I know how fast Xavier Worthy is. I don't want a guy 165 pounds. I think that they should go with A.D. Mitchell. You need somebody that's 6'2"? You need somebody with some size on the outside after you lost Gabriel Davis and Diggs. So they got an extra pick, which is good. I would go with A.D. Mitchell and then maybe a defensive guy and then another receiver. And
yeah,
if we can get two receivers, I think that I don't care about speed. I mean, I know he went to the Chiefs. I just think 165 pounds is small. We need guys 6 foot, 200 pounds.
Well, if you want 6 foot, 200 pounds, I mean, A.D. Mitchell is that. He's 6'4". He's huge.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. He's huge.
Also super fast.
He is super fast, so you'd be drafting because he's large and fast. I don't want to say I don't care about speed. The Bills desperately should care about speed. They, of course, should care about speed. In fact, one of the things their offense last year lacked was speed.
Do you think they care about it, though?
I think they do care about it.
They haven't. What's the biggest investment they have made with speed in mind? The whole thing. What's their biggest investment with speed in mind?
Kyer Elam. Because they wanted a faster
defense. Okay,
their biggest offensive speed would have been, I mean, like James Cook. It's running backs, right? It's Nyheim Hines.
They signed Deontay Hardy.
Deontay Hardy was supposed to be that.
Like, these are my biggest moves in the name of speed.
Right.
They drafted a tight end. They promoted Gabe Davis as their guy. Even when they traded for Diggs, like Diggs was a downfield threat that last year with Minnesota, but not lightning fast. Like, they just, I don't know. There's not a lot there. There's not a lot that says they care a lot about speed. I would hope they realize it. They talked about explosive plays at the end of the year, but it's the morning of the second round, and I still don't have a lot of evidence that they care about speed.
On offense.
They just passed on the fastest guy ever.
Right.
And gave him to their top opponent.
Well,
they had it. If they cared that much about speed, like, that was not a perfect prospect, but there were a lot of reasons to like him. He was not just a one-trick pony, and he ran the fastest 40 time ever. And what'd they do? They traded out of it.
And the 40 time is just a number on a sheet of paper. A lot of his play was making one guy make a false step and dusting them on screens. Like, I could, if the Bills had taken Worthy, this is the funny thing about the draft, too. Y'all have to know what, we have to be honest with ourselves. If they had taken Worthy, we'd have fine phone calls talking about how amazing it is and Worthy's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Instead, the Chiefs got him. It's like, he's too small. You know, it's how it works. It's free agency. It's, ooh, I'd really like to sign that guy. Not for that money. That's too much money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay that much. So, I mean, Mitchell is fast. Troy Franklin is fast.
Troy Franklin is very
fast. He had a rough combine. Coleman is not fast, but then there's play speed. Maybe they like Keon Coleman because at the combine, he ran the gauntlet drill way faster than guys that are faster than him.
Yeah.
So Keon Coleman has good play speed.
McConkey ran a sub 4.40. He's fast too. Like, all these guys, other than Coleman.
Javon Baker is a guy that gets open down the field. So,
yeah,
you know, they're going to take somebody here.
And yeah, unless the receiver they end up with is Coleman or like Devontae Walker, then their receiver will probably be their biggest. At that position, it might be their biggest investment in
since
speed
Diggs.
They've ever made.
And
since Diggs, at least.
And it'll be their biggest investment at the position since Diggs. I mean, they're still going to do that. Not mad about the trade down. I'm just
sure.
I mean, you know what it is? I mean, I'll be honest here. I mean, I'm impatient. And it feels like it's another year, and I know that's not this. But the last couple years have been watching these other teams add these pieces, add these players in an arms race. And yesterday, seven more teams did it, and you punted out of the spot to do it, and you're going to wait a little longer. Okay. I just want Josh Allen to have as many good players as possible around him. And I guess I would feel better about it if they loved somebody. That's the other thing about the draft. And it's probably a trap, right? It's probably a trap to say this. But if they traded up for Odunze or Brian Thomas Jr. or stayed and took Worthy, what would we be saying? Like, they must love this guy. He's their guy. You trade up to 16 for Brian Thomas Jr. You might be upset about the price you paid on that draft capital, but you could walk around with your chest out like, they love this guy. Mm-hmm. And the flip side of that is, when you trade down, it indicates you don't love anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You love value. And
yeah,
there's merit to value. But what it represents is, we don't love anybody right here. We're willing to let our biggest challenger get whoever they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much we don't love anyone right here. And that makes me feel, whatever, it's probably misplaced, but it makes me feel like missing out.
Yeah. Did you hear Bean, by the way, on like the amount of first-round grades he had yesterday? He kind of got, it almost sounded a little bit like he got caught up in the air, where he was about to say, like, well, I told you guys, like, we didn't have 28 first-round grades. And then he, like, started saying, and there wasn't one at 28, so we moved down, but he stopped himself a little bit and kind of started on another point, which made me think, like, okay, well, we all kind of know, right, he didn't have a first-round grade at 28. But maybe he doesn't want to say that because he doesn't want us to assume that who they pick at 33,
right,
they don't have a first-round grade on.
Right.
Because it would be confirmed if he had just said that. By the way, Joey tweeted in or sent in on our Facebook Live, John Brown was a move in the name of speed. It's a long time ago,
right,
but that he was very fast.
Smoke?
That's definitely, for me, the number one they've done.
He was good. I like John Brown. 803-0550, break time. Give us a call if you like. You know, you can vent. I keep saying, we're not mad, right? I'm not mad.
My name on our Facebook Live draft show here, by the way, presented by Quilted Squirrel, is Mad Until Lad.
Okay, Mad Until Lad.
I'm Mad Until Lad.
And I'm on Facebook Live, I'm Big Board Bobby. I don't really know why.
Big Board Bobby?
Yeah, I just want to put Big Board in there somewhere.
Big Board Bobby. So he's going for alliteration here.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe I'll change it.
Let's say, who's Bobby?
I don't know.
Bobby Babich, but he's
Ricky,
defense.
Ricky Bobby. Ricky, who was the receiver that got compared to Ricky Bobby?
I believe that was...
Was it Mitchell?
Wasn't it Worthy?
I thought it was Worthy.
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bears had a big night. Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, good Friday morning. It's the draft, which we all know is nuts, and we're all going nuts one way or another. Go with us, won't you? 803-0550.
Facebook Live Draft Show. We are presented here by Quilted Squirrel. Are you a business owner or marketing manager who wants better results from your marketing? Of course you are. Who wouldn't? Your website needs to engage prospects. Your video content needs to tell your story, and your advertising needs to convert. Sound about right? It's time to check out Quilted Squirrel. For over a decade, Quilted Squirrel's helped local companies strengthen their brands, gain visibility, and generate more leads. Learn more today. QuiltedSquirrel.com. That's QuiltedSquirrel.com.
You know, we're picking at 28. We weren't near 28 first-round grades, so you know going in, not necessarily a great chance that you're going to pick there. Last year, we had Dalton Kincaid in the first. We were nervous, you know, we'd run out, so I moved up two slots to get him. So we put a lot of time in the board, and one of the things we said was, you know, if there's an opportunity to get back into the third, we do believe there'll be some value, and or at least the value of that pick, again, if we want to move around.
Bills GM Brandon Beam. The Bills effectively did get back into the third. Very important distinction. You can watch us on Facebook if you'd like. Hi. It's not that close up. You can't see how tired I am. We were up late. We had a draft party at Resurgence. It was awesome. Yeah,
made it later, by the way, by trading down to 32 and making us think they were going to pick in the first round.
I didn't even know that the event could sell out, but it sold out.
I didn't
out.
Know that either. Yeah.
And we had a great time. So thanks to Resurgence. Thanks, everybody, that put it together. Yeah. Howard's checking in on me. Had a good time last night, even though it didn't go as hoped.
He's up.
He's awake.
He's awake. He was there. That was late for him.
Very late for him. Hey, at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk with Carrington Harrison. He comes on the station all the time. Hey, the Bills and Chiefs are linked in a lot of ways, right? A lot of games. We always talk with Carrington Harrison about these games, about the Chiefs. Well, these two franchises are linked again by this trade. You know, it's inevitable. If Worthy is great every time the Bills play him, it's like, well, you help them get that guy. And if he stinks, well, then great. But we'll talk to Carrington Harrison coming up at 9:05 to hear the Chiefs. Like, what are they saying about Worthy? Why they did this pick? How they feel like he fits in? We'll see about Rashee Rice. But the Chiefs, you know, if your takeaway, the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl this year was like, oh, you don't need receivers. The Chiefs added Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy. Mm-hmm. Like, they clearly think you need some receivers. And what you just got out of the Chiefs Super Bowl championship this past season was their worst offense they've had with Mahomes yet.
Yep. They're going to be better this year.
They're going to try.
Be sure to check us out on our Facebook Live also, presented by Quilted Squirrel. When you're ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel.
I started to say important distinction. The Bills did not add more picks.
Right.
Mike on the Facebook page. Ultimately, we ended up with a couple more picks. They did not add picks. They shuffled everything. They just shuffled their deck. They dropped five spots, and they moved up 40 from the fourth to the third. They did not add more picks. They came in with 10. They have 10.
Yep.
So it's a shuffle. Get some more calls in. Tom in North Tonawanda, as we connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Tom.
How you doing? I the whole first half of the draft, I was like really keyed in on them trading up to, hopefully trading up to with the Rams at 19. Like, I saw that as like, hey, man, if they can get up there, then they'll have the pick of the litter of the second tier. They didn't get that. And it really fell really good for them to get a receiver at 28. And then instead, they decided that they were going to tell – I mean, the Josh window is, like, open, right? Where, you know, every year should be a Super Bowl year, contention year. They told their biggest competition, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Ravens, and the 49ers, you guys tell us who we should draft for a receiver. And that's my biggest problem, is that they ceded control of the board when they were in a position to pick whether or not they like, you know, Xavier Worthy or Leggett or Pearsall or whoever. They had the option to, you know, make the decision for themselves. And instead, they put all the control, you know, to those other teams. And, you know, it makes me worry that at 33 that maybe they will do this Cooper DeJean idea and they're not really as keyed in on receiver as all of us are, which is upsetting, you know, considering that they should have been doing this 3 years ago, getting a receiver. So I really hope that, and I mean, he's obviously done a good job so far, but I really hope that Bean has an idea for what he's going to do for the hole that he created by trading Stephon Diggs. And if it's Brandon Ayuk, then hey man, great.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. And if it's Deebo Samuel, that's great too. But I wonder if they, you know, let's say they make a trade for Deebo Samuel. Guess who would have been a perfect complement to that is the really, really fast guy to take the top off for all these underneath guys. So anyway, you know, that's kind of my thoughts on that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with feeling a little frustration halfway. It's not halfway through the draft. We're one out of seven rounds. But, you know, other teams got better and the Bills are still waiting. And there's a point to be made here about trading up versus trading down. You know, if you trade up, you get accused of thinking you're smarter than the room. I know the guy that's going to be good. I know the guy that's going to be the best. And if you trade down, you're doing a little bit of that as well. Trading down is passing on your best player available. Everybody can make a million points about just take the best guy available. No matter how you slice it, when you trade down, you are passing on your BPA.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, I don't think he's going to be that good. He's mm-hmm. not worth this pick. And, you know, you stack your board. If you were to say, you know what, I actually think that the fifth guy is better than the third guy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a level of hubris, too. Like, oh, I know I don't have to worry about Xavier Worthy. I don't know if he's going to be good or not, but I don't have to worry about him. I don't have to worry about Ricky Pearsall or Xavier Legette. There's a level of value and all that that goes into it, but you only get accused of thinking you're smarter than the room when you go up. And when you go down, you know, you add more kicks at the can, but you are betting against players.
Even that, I'm not someone that makes that argument because I don't really buy into it. But okay, you think you trade down because you don't think you can predict who the better player is going to be. Okay, but in this situation, they move up 40 spots from round, or what is it, 30 spots from round, it's 40 spots.
40
from round
spots
four
from
to round three
into the third.
Okay, you think you are going to, you think you can predict who the better player is by moving up 40 spots from round four to round three. You think you're getting a better player in round three. You think you will be able to figure that out. And the same thing when it comes to moving up 60 spots from round six to round five. Like, you're moving up in these other rounds. You're still moving up. You just, you know, you just did it a different way. So the ideologies of the move up, move down, like, to me, they're both at hand here. So to me, it doesn't even really matter at that point. It's what? I think it's more about what you had available to you in round one. You didn't want to pick a guy. You didn't love a guy.
You didn't want to move up.
I'm left here thinking that they've got a problem with evaluating wide receivers because every year they can't convince themselves that they love a guy, but other teams do. How is their grading system not getting them to receivers year after year? But yet there's Kansas City. They think, no, we like Worthy. We like Worthy a lot. San Francisco, no, we really like Ricky Pearsall. Like, how do the Bills not land in the same positions? And it's not a one-year thing. This is multiple years of this.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if they draft a receiver 33 or if they make a trade. Here's a question for everybody that's enjoying the debate about whether or not you should trade with Kansas City. Should the Bengals trade T. Higgins to the Bills? If you're the Bengals, if you're a Bengals fan, should you trade T. Higgins to the Bills?
Would you
think maybe that's not a great spot? Mm-hmm. Unless you think he's not any good or overrated, he'll be overpaid.
Sure.
But if Bean calls the Bengals and they snag T. Higgins, if you're Cincinnati, you might say, wait a minute, why would I help the Bills? Send him somewhere else. Trading a team to the NFC versus the AFC or out of division, that happens all the time. And, you know, I wanted to find something. I got to find this post here. A point about worrying about what your other teams are going to do. Right? Like, okay, you can't worry about other teams. You can't worry about what that team's going to do. You have to only worry about yourself. And that's, of course, I mean, it's absurd. If you worry about what the other team's going to do with draft picks more than you worry about building your own team, you'll never make a move and be jobless in short order. And that's the whole draft. The whole concept is thinking about what the other teams are going to do. That's why you have a board. That's why you have tiers. That's why you trade up or trade down. That's why you decide to stay. Everything you do in the draft. Hey, well, you know what? We should take a tackle here because we're running out of tackle depth and we'll save receivers for later. That's thinking about what the other teams are going to do. It's the whole exercise. So to tell me I can't really think about what Kansas City's going to do, that's the game. That's the point. In fact, again, like, the Bills did this thinking we know what they're going to do, mm-hmm. and we don't care. And if they're right about it, then, you know, full marks, home run, out of the park for Brandon Bean. But you definitely have to be thinking what the other team's going to do. If I get a phone call and I get a trade up and I'm really not sure about what I'm – should I make this trade? I know Sal points out a lot that teams don't tell you who they're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm getting a call to trade up, like, all right, who do you want? I'm going back one spot. I got to know who you're going to take.
Right.
And maybe that doesn't get asked as much as it should. Maybe that's not part of the game. 803-0550. Get a break in. More of your calls, more of your comments on Facebook. Jeremy and Joe – off of not a sleepless night, but there was not a lot of sleep.
There was
no. I traded down on sleep.
Uh-huh.
I traded down. I hope to acquire more hours of sleep on day two.
If they had directly moved from 28 to 33, everyone would have got like 45 minutes more of sleep last night. But because they made us think for a while they were going to take a 32, then there was more time.
If they had just gone 28 to 33, they would not be tied to Xavier Worthy for all of his success or failure for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's not good. If he's good, because if he's good, it's two things. One, you could have had him, and two, you gave him to them.
Yep.
That's a tough one. Introducing the Xavier Worthy Fear Bunker.
Oh, man.
We're going to get something
else.
We don't
have many Fear Bunkers.
No, the Fear Bunker thing went away as soon as Josh Allen got good.
And Ralph Kruger went away.
But now, you know, wide receiver is...
Yeah.
Let's go. First pick of the second round, 3 picks today. Whatever your plans were for today, I mean, the Bills are a lot bigger part of today now with 3 picks instead of 1. Jeremy and Joe, give us a call, 803-0550 on WGR.
There is one thing that I wish he had from my game. You got to complain for the ball. You got to complain. Monday morning, if I have 5 catches, 70 yards, we can't do nothing else till we have a meeting because I'm not getting the ball. That's it. Throw me the ball, period.
Be a bigger diva. That's the advice for your kid. Be the bigger diva. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Man, do I love that. Marvin Harrison Sr. telling, is that Field Yates? Who is that? No, that's Marty Smith.
Marty Smith from ESPN?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's telling him his advice to his son is to be a bigger diva.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Sr. to Marvin Harrison Jr. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. All right, stat of the day. Joe, I got a stat of the day for you.
All right, stat of the day.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Stat of the day. It is, it's gambling odds, but whatever.
All right.
Landing spot matters when it comes to lots of players. Quarterbacks, who's your coach? Receivers, who's your quarterback? Xavier Worthy, rookie of the year odds.
Yeah.
Before the draft, he was 40-1.
Okay.
Now he is 12-1. He moved quite a bit.
More than 3 times as good as they were.
Offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
12-1. Tied with Odunze. The funniest movement on rookie of the year odds, you know who it's on?
Who? Would it be...
You can get it. Oh. Who had the biggest negative movement on rookie of the year
is
odds?
Is it Neighbors?
No.
Odunze?
Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, right.
He's not going to play.
He's not going to play. Exactly.
That's going to be a long shot.
That makes sense. Yeah.
803-0550. We'll get a couple more calls in. MJ in Buffalo, real quickly. Go ahead, MJ.
Yes, I'm really disturbed. I got to go back to that audacity of the Chiefs trade. I mean, you do not participate in the betterment of your arch nemesis. This is competition. I don't get that. We have the same need as KC, and if they think a player is good, then we should think said player is good. It's obvious that their way works. Ours has not been working for a while now. I just don't get that.
Yep.
They like him. It's obvious they know what they're doing. We have the same need. Take that, get him, and let's get good.
Thanks, MJ. The Chiefs and the Bills were shockingly aligned last year, and they both have all-world quarterbacks whose weapons were dwindling. That was true of the Bills last year. Of course it was true of the Chiefs. And they've added 2 receiver ideas. The Bills have added 1 and also lost 2.
Yep.
Maybe it's A.D. Mitchell today. First pick of the second round belongs to the Bills. More of your calls when we get back, and Carrington Harrison from Kansas City will get the Chiefs' side of this Worthy trade. What they like, what they think they might get out of the speedster from Texas. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.